Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Sadi Aleph. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on the top line of page 516. We're going to pick up in the Mechaber on the very top of the page. Ukishiyesh Dechatzero Shabbate Yisrael Ba'ir. We're talking about a city that is surrounded by a wall. And there's Goyim living there in different chatzeros, and there's Yisraelim living there in terms of Schiras Rishus. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if there are two chatzeros of Jewish homes in the city, Tzrichim Liskor Mikol Chatzer V'Chatzer Sholeinu Yehudi. So these Yisraelim in the two chatzeros will have to rent out to Schiras Rishus on every chatzer of the Goyim. V'ein Maspik B'Meshe Yiskor Meisar Ir. It's not going to be enough that they're going to do schiras reshus from the officer of the city. The Rama says, "V'yesh omrim." There are those who say, "Didavka l'inyan lahutzi ulahachnis l'reshus ha'enu yehudi." This is specifically talking about to take out and to take in to the reshuyos of the goyim. Avol taltal b'mavui. But just in order to enable them to carry in the mavui, yochol liskor min asar, that they can rent out the rights from the sar, sharei derech ha-mavui hu shel asar, because the way of the mavui, the path of the mavui belongs to the sar, the yochol l'salei kol ha'inam yehudim misham, and he's allowed to remove the goyim from there. So therefore the Rama is bringing a yesh omrim, that although he cannot do schiras reshus, the sar, in order to allow you to carry in and out from the Rishus of the Goyim, but you can do Schiras Rishus from him to enable you to carry inside the Mavui, because there he does have rights to remove the Goyim from there. The Mechaber continues and says, "Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that you can't do the Schiras Rishus through the Sar Ha'ir? Bisar Shein Habatim Shalo." That's talking about a sar where the homes do not belong to him. V'gam ein lo reshus lehishtamesh bebotei b'nei ha'ir klal. And also, he doesn't have the rights to use the houses of the members of the city at all. Afilu b'shas melchama, even in a time of war. He has no rights over their homes, even in a time of war. Aval b'mokom shekol tzorcha ha'ir einam nasim el al pi asar. But in a place where all the needs of the city are only taken care of by the sar, Oha Mamunashalo or his appointee, Vadai Sheshirus Measarahu, then certainly the rental from that tsar, Ome Sechiro Ulakito, or from one of his workers, Mahani will help. Share Yeshlo Rashus Lahoshiv Anoshiv Uklay Milchamto Bibote Bneir Bishas Muhammadalomidaitam. Because this tsar has rights to place people and ammunition in the houses of the members of the city during a time of war, even without their permission. So that is the end of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. Let's go back and see the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to begin in Sif Katan Yud. So again, the Mechaber said that when you have two chatzeros of houses of Yisraelim, they have to do schiras reshus from every chatzer of the Goyim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, near it appears that filu im kol chatzer hoya b'mavui acher. Again, we're talking about inside a city with a wall around it. So therefore, we know the halach is you only need to do schiras reshus when there's two reshuyos of Yisrael with the guy. When there's only one reshus of Yisrael with the guy, you don't need to do it. So says the Mishnah Berurah, even if each chatzer of the Yisraelim was in a separate mavui, lo nechshav ki yochid b'mkom akum, they're not considered each one as an individual in the place of the guy that doesn't need schiras reshus, dekevon she'ir mukefes chol masaviva, since the city is surrounded by a wall all around it, nechshavim kol mavuos k'mavui echad, all of the alleyways are considered like one big mavui, va'usrim ha'yisraelim ze'el ze'. And therefore, the Jews asr on each other if they don't make a shituf. And memela, by extension, since they asr on each other, they're considered there together in the same area, so they need to do schiras reshus from the goyim. Unless, of course, we block off the different mavuis that are in the city by either a tzuras ha-pesach or shnei pasim, so that would make it totally separate areas, and then each chatzir of Yisraelim will be considered one chatzir of Yisrael with the chatzir of the goyim, in which case we learned you would not need to do schiras reshus. V'akasher bi'arnu b'simin shin peivav sebeiz b'hagav m'shabura, like we saw earlier in shin peivav, ula kamon b'simin shin tzadibeiz sevav, and like we'll see again shortly in the next simin. Says the m'shabura v'aytis of katan yud aleph, So we said again in the Mechaber, if there are two chatzeros of Jewish homes in the city, they need to do schiras reshus from every chatzer of the goyim. The ein maspik b'mesh sheyeskor misar ha'ir. And to do the rental from the sa'ir is not enough. You have to go around to every goy. Says the Mishabura, af sha'batim shalo, even if the houses belong to the sar ha'ir, you still can't do the schiras through him. Umisoron la'anshe ha'ir, and he gave over the houses that he owns to the members of the city. Amanashe yishalmu lo mas menabatim kanahug, on the condition that they're going to live in his houses and they're going to pay him a tax, like is the minhug. V'atam, the reason why you can't do the schiras rishus through the sar who actually owns these houses, sharei lo yochol esalkum, because he's not able to remove the people who are living there. Kol zman shemishalmen lo hamas, so long they're paying their taxes, you can't just get rid of them. Ukahid esimin shin pei beis sif yirches, like we saw earlier in shin pei beis sif ches. Vafilu imhu memuna gamkein al mishpateim, even if he's actually in charge of their judgments as well, it still will not help. Kevan she'ein lo reshus le'inyan batei ha'ir, since he doesn't have the rights over the houses of the city, so therefore you can't do the schiras reshus through the sar ha'ir in that case. The Ramos said, there are those who say that limitation of using the sar ha'ir is only in terms of using the goy's houses to bring in and out, but in terms of the path of the mavui, then you can use him. Says the Mishabura, Yudbeis v'yesh omrim v'chein hiskimu ha'achonim la'alocha. The achonim agree la'alocha, like the shita of the Ramah, that we can use this situation, the sar ha'ir, for the derech ha'mavui. Sivkotan yud gimel, Avalotalta b'mavui, it's okay. Lahotzi mi bata yisrael ulhachnas lahem. It means to carry the mavui from the Jewish homes to the mavui and then back to the Jewish homes. That rental you can do from the goy, just from the sar ha'ir, just to use the carrying from the goyish houses, that's not going to be allowed. Sivkotin yudalit. Why does it help to do the schiras reshus through the sar ha'ir in terms of the derech ha'mavui? Shari derech ha'mavui hu shal ha'sar. This derech ha'mavui belongs to the sar. Rotz lomar needs to say, shemistome yeshlo reshus la'hasar al ha'derech. Because most likely, we could assume there is permission to the sar on the path, l'shanosa, to change it, v'loses l'balibatim derech mitzaracher, and to change the balibatim's path to go somewhere else. V'yochol l'hasir lem, and he could rent it to them. And therefore, most likely, he has rights over the path of the mavui, and therefore, a partial schiras reshus in terms of that would be in place and would be allowed. The Mechaber then said, when were these words said that you cannot use the sar ha'ir for the schiras reshus? That's a sar where the houses are not his. V'gam she'en lo reshus l'shamesh ebatei b'nei er klal afilu b'shaz mechama. And he has no rights of their homes even during a time of war. Says the Mishabura Tezvav, elo misnaig hadover al pi yoatzei ha'medina. He doesn't have control even during a time of war. Rather, it's going to be dictated by the Yoatse, the Medina, the advisors of the Medina. Sivkot and Tezayim. Then the Mechaber said, but in a place where all the tzarchei ha'ir are being done through the sar or the one who he appoints, for sure you can do the schiras reshus through the sar or through one of his workers. Sivkot and Tezayim, it's Mahani. Through them it works. Hainu afilu l'inyan lahotzi l'hachnes l'batei akum. It works 100% even to carry to and from the homes of the goyim. Sivkot and Yuzayim, we said because he has rights to place people and ammunition in the homes of the Bnei Ha'ir during war, Ayin Bir Alocha, which we'll do shortly. Says the Mishabura Esekot and Yurches, he could do it Shalom Midaitim without the people's permission. Ulefize, according to this, Mutter Liskor Mehamamuna Shalmelech, you're allowed to do the Schiras Rishus from the appointee of the king. Sharei Yesh Rishus Lahamelech, because the king has permission, lahoshiv anoshiv, to place his people, uklei milchanto, and his ammunition, bebotei b'nei ha'ir, and the members of the city's homes, shalom midaitam, without their permission, without their das, midina de malchusa, that's the law of the malchus, and therefore, according to this, you can do schiras reshus through the appointee of the king, v'im kein, and if so, kol eved me'avodav haketanim, any low-grade eved of the king, even though he's not so choshev in the malchus, having a schiru lokito is like his worker. Sharei ha'mamunu b'mkom ha'melech, because the appointee is in the place of the king, and therefore he can do schiru reshus from the king, from his appointee, and even from one of his workers. Venerally, it appears to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, ta'afka me'ha'mamuna alzeh, ta'afka the one who's appointed on these inyonim, kimozeh shekoren palitzei, like that which we call the police. If you look at the Targum, it says mishtara, the police. So he has rights, sheyadua, that it is known, shekol devar hamalchus nasal yado, all the things of the malchus are done by the police. Va'afilu mehamisharsim shalem, and even from their misharsim, the people who serve them, sharei yeshlem reshus likach misharsim, because they have permission, the police, to take misharsim, shal yedeim niskayim kol tzivya melchus, through them they can carry out all the commands of the king. Aval me'anshei chelosav, but if it's not the police, rather it's from his soldiers. Afilu haroshalem, even if it's the head soldier, lo mahani b'mokum shehu ein mamuna al zeh, it will not help if he's not specifically appointed over these inyanim of the city. So I'd like to do actually all the biralachas on this part of the sif. Let's begin with the second one. We said in the Mechaber, in the second to last line, the reason why the schirus works through the sar when he has the rights to put things in the houses. Sharei Yeshlo Rishu says the Be'alocha, V'im Ayideh HaChreyach Noekach, if he just forces his way into how people put things in his houses, V'einu Mechok HaMalachim, it is not part of the law of the kingdom, Einamo doesn't help. It has to be that this Tsar has those rights. Not that he just forces it upon people, but he doesn't really have those rights. That would not work. The next Be'alocha, Shalom Yidaitem, the last point of the Mechaber was that you could do the schiras rishus through the sar, because he has a rishus to place his soldiers, his people, his ammunition in the homes of the city during wartime without their permission. Says the Be'alocha, Ayin b'chacham tzvi simen vav sheniskashe b'zeh. The chacham tzvi is bothered by a kash over here. D'may mahani b'mesh yeshlo rishus laniach kelim b'shas mulchama. What does it help that this sar has rights to the houses during a time of war? Right now, it's not a time of war. So he doesn't have those rights. So how could you do the schiras rishus through him now when there's no war, just because he has rights when there is a war? Right now, he has no rishus to do anything in the homes. How could we say that because this tsar has rights in the houses during a time of war, we could do the schiras rishus from him not during a time of war? At that time, he has no rights in the homes. So explains the Chacham Tzvi, Umetzadeid, Demayri besar shayecholas biyado laorer medonim umulchama b'chol shosh sheyirtzim shcheinov. We're talking about a very powerful officer over here. Even though he doesn't have rights in the homes when it's not a time of war, but he dictates when it's a time of war. He has the right to wage war against whoever he wants, any neighbors. Ve'ein b'nei ha-medina ma'akvin alav. And the members of the media can't stop him. Therefore, he has power to do the rental. Ulafuke, to exclude him, ein biyado bilvad. If he doesn't have the power in his hands alone, believe rishus anshiyir, without the permission of the members of the city, laroch mukhama, to wage war, bevadei ein kocho yofa shalom b'shas mukhama lahaskir rishus amin achanami. Zot l'chacham tzvi. If it's a regular sire that can't wage war, only when there happens to be a war, he has rights in the houses, you cannot do schiras rishus through him in a time when there is no war. So when we're saying there's no war, you can do it through him because he has rights during a time of war, you have to add on, he also can create the war. So any time of peace could really be a time of war based on him. So that gives him rights even during peaceful times. One more bi'alocha, which is a very important point. There's something a little strange that goes on over here. If we leave off the Ramah, the Mechaber said two parts. The first point of the Mechaber was that if you have two chatzeros of the Yisraelim, they have to do schiras rishus from every goy. Ve'ein maspik b'mesh sheyiskor misar ha'ir. It's not enough to do the schiras from the sar ha'ir. And the Mishabur wrote on that in Yud Aleph, afsha batim shelo. Even though the houses are his, you can't do the schiras rishus to him. Then the Mechaber said, in the next part after the Ramah, v'medvar mamurim besar she'ein habatim shelo. Then the Mechaber explains himself, I only said you can't do it when the houses are not his. But then Bishabur explained that you can't do it through him even if the houses are his. So what exactly is going on over here? The Be'alocha explains that in Divra Maskel B'medva Amurim B'sar She'en Abatim Shalo. The second point of the Mechaber that says you can't use the sar when the houses are not his, says the Be'alocha, HaLoshen Einu Meduktik. This Loshen is not exacting. Da'afilu B'batim Shalo. Even if the houses do belong to him, Kol She'his Skirun, so long that he rented them out, O Misar and Lamas, or he gave them over for the taxes, the Eino Yochol Lesalkon, and he's not able to remove the people that are living there, Velo Shir Lo Rishus Laniyoshom Kalev, and he didn't leave over to himself any rights to place his vessels there, Lo Mahani Bemasha Socher Memenu, it doesn't help the fact that they rent from him. Rental from him will not work. Kedemucha Bebeis Yosef Asma Betchilas Arv, Vechain Mucha Bechus Arashma, Simen Tof Reish Chavov. Ukamosha Pirashim Bishabura Diva Maskal A Masbik, like the Mishabura explained this of Katan Yur Aleph. Ela Dinira de Lahoki Nokana Machaber Dino Bisar Shain. So why did the Machaber say in the second part, Mamedvamun Bisar Shain Abatim Shalom? Even if the houses are his, he's limited. So says the Ve'alocha Mishum Urcha de Milsa, because of the normal way. The Alpi Rov in general, Bisar Shabatim Shalom, and the Sar actually owns the houses, Darko Lania Kela Bibate Anche Ha'ir. It's normal for him to leave over some of his Kalim in the houses of the city. Ve'ein Mocha Biyadu, and no one can protest against him. Ve'kevan Shekena Minuk, since that's the normal way, Have Kemosha Shir Lo Koach Rashus Bechatzer. It's like he left himself over some rights over there. Kemosha Kosov came beemes harivosh muvia beis Yosef lahochi noka beis Yosef dino beein abatim shalo. Therefore, the beis Yosef says specifically b'med v'mamurim b'sar shein abatim shalo. Because when the bias is his, we could assume that he left over certain rights, and therefore he's allowed to use it. The Bir Alach is coming to clarify this point, that the Mishaburin Sefkat Nir Alf in the beginning is saying it's not enough to sar ha'ir, even if the houses are here his. And he gave them over to Anshe Yer for the mass, that's not going to be allowed. But in the next part he says, when is this shu b'sar she'ein abatim shalo? Because in the average case, when the batim are his, he's leaving over some kind of rights that he has, he's putting his kalim in there, and then the schiras reshus from that tsar would be okay. We'll stop here. Continue in the next year, mitzvah shem, with Sid Beis.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.